Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is a podcast where we are going through every Disney animated movie in chronological order, and then we're talking about them. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Rachel.
And today in the vault, we have found a very special person in a very special place. She's host of the podcast You Can Tell Me Anything. It's Teresa Lee. Hi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. When I first heard the name Inside the Disney Vault, I just imagined you guys like record a in a vault.
We are in the vault.
We are. There's so many reels everywhere.
Yeah, and we're in a very cool section of the vault.
Very cool.
Oh,
very
cool.
Foreshadowing.
It's very cold.
It's chilly, I would say.
What do you guys see in this area of the vault?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I see a really intricate snowflake.
Ooh.
Okay.
I have a name, Oscar. She's an intricate snowflake. Yeah, what else? Host of a podcast.
Yeah. And she's a talking snowflake.
Oh my gosh. So we see all kinds of snowflakes.
Yeah.
Both human and like
and literal.
And literal.
I'm eating this plate of chocolate.
Ooh, yum. Oh, yeah. I see it. I got a bunch of carrots over here.
Oh, yeah. Carrots.
Teresa, what do you see?
Some braids.
Braids. Oh, my
Everyone's
God.
Got braids.
So
Everyone's
braids.
Got braids.
All of our hair is braided as
braid.
Well.
Yeah.
Braids. So, of course, you guys, we are talking about the one and only
Frozen.
Wow, we made it to Frozen.
I know. made it to Frozen.
I have to say, I you guys didn't know this when you booked me for it, but I had a Frozen-themed birthday party 2 years ago.
Incredible.
I have a twin sister, and it was like a show, but also a party. And yeah. I was Silver Lake Elsa, and she was Anna. She was like slutty Anna. Like, it was really fun. It was adult themed, so the whole thing was like we had a burlesque dancer, we had drag, but everything was Frozen themed.
Oh, so like, I guess not like Disney bounding or like hipster version, but like updated Elsa Anna for the
It was just
the
an excuse to wear a bodysuit.
Wait, were you Elsa or Anna?
I was Elsa.
Yeah.
Who do you guys relate to when you watch this movie? Elsa or Anna? Anna.
Oh, Anna.
I'm the younger sister, so
interesting.
Ooh.
Because I watched
I'm team
this.
Elsa for sure.
Yeah, because I watched this with my twin sister, and while we were watching it, halfway through, I realized that she was relating to Anna, and I was relating to Elsa.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, I think people relate to different protagonists.
For sure.
Yeah. Isn't that cool how this is one of the first times we've had two protagonists that are female. Like that you can kind of relate to one or the other.
Yeah, that's never happened before, which is cool. Are you and your sister twins?
Yes.
So who is younger?
She's younger.
Oh. Well,
by 2 minutes.
Oh, there we go. Maybe
but she's
that's
also
it.
Like the serial monogamist. She always gets in relationships very quickly.
Like Anna?
Yes. And I'm always like, ugh, no. Like,
also, you have blonde
shut
hair.
Shut them out. Close
also,
the doors.
You do have ice powers,
I do
too.
Have blonde hair. Yes.
Blonde
and everything. I can turn
and ice
things into ice.
I mean,
I have
the
an ice
relations
heart.
Are uncanny. Do you guys want to hear a little background about this movie?
Yes.
Bare necessities?
Bare necessities.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Yeah. Y'all are going to be blown away by this budget, and box office. So the budget was $150 million. So Frozen, by the way, came out in 2013.
Uh-huh.
Dang, not too long ago.
Not too long, but actually 5 years ago at this point. But it still seems so current. It's just still everywhere. So budget.
Oh boy, is it.
$150 million. It made $1.29 billion dollars.
So a little bit of money.
That's just box office, or that's everything?
Is that everything or just
box office?
Box office. That's like worldwide cumulative.
So not even
box
counting
office.
Merchandise.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh
no.
Boy.
Oh,
and
no.
I
didn't even get into the merchandise when I was researching this. There's
oh my
so much. It's crazy. So it's the 53rd Disney animated feature film, inspired by Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale,
The Snow Queen.
The
right?
Snow Queen.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Yes.
It is unsurprisingly the highest grossing animated film, the highest grossing 2013 film, and the highest grossing Walt Disney Pictures release.
Only second to Chicken Little, of course.
Right. It took 600 people 2.5 years or 3 million hours to complete. And they started with an idea of the Snow Queen in 2002, but it kept getting changed and scrapped. At one point, Glenn Keane was working on it, and Alan Menken was going to write music, but that kind of changed. Mm. And that's That's where we'll start with this, you guys. This is holy moly.
Can
what?
We talk about the voice cast?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the voice cast.
Because I recognize, of Krista. Course, Idina Menzel.
So,
Idina Menzel.
Adele.
Kristen Bell is Anna. Adina Menzel is Elsa. Jonathan Groff is Kristoff.
And who's that?
He's a Broadway actor.
Oh, I saw him in Spring Awakening.
He was King George.
He was in Glee. He's good friends with Lea Michele.
Right.
Was, because... do you guys watch BoJack Horseman?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, well, Olaf sounds like the rabbit agent, and I want to know if it's the same
guy. I looked up and it wasn't, because I looked at his IMDb and didn't see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Josh Gad, I think.
Book of Mormon.
Well, and definitely. Wow. So Josh Gad is Olaf. So definitely, I think since this movie has come out, I'm sure that's a type of voice that they're looking for.
Yeah,
so
like it was probably Josh Gad.
I will say, I have been to many auditions where. Voiceover auditions where they're like Josh looking Gad for Josh Gad types.
Gotcha. Although I don't know when BoJack Horseman came out, but I wouldn't be surprised if he influenced
BoJack Horseman
that.
Was like 2015-ish.
Yeah.
So it would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Santino Fontana is Hans, and he
crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Plus, he's also a Broadway guy.
So cute.
Lots of Broadway
Alan
people.
Alan Tudyk.
Duke. Which also was in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh my gosh, wait, who did he play?
He was the Duke of Wesselton.
Stop
and
it.
Then fun fact, he's in Zootopia as, I don't
the
know.
The weasel.
Weasel.
Yes.
So yeah. This is, it's like an inside
oh, that's
joke.
Very funny.
Yeah. I keep calling him a weasel.
He was also the king from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, also King Candy.
Yeah.
He was King Candy?
Very good at different voices.
Whoa. Yeah. That's blowing my mind.
And then we got a lot of supporting voice cast after that, like young Elsa, young Anna. I think one of them was, the music was composed by Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, who composed Winnie the Pooh, as you know.
That's right.
And their daughters do the scratch tracks for Let It Go, and also on the extended CD version, Kristen, she sings the song.
Oh.
Songs,
what
and it's really...
tracks?
Or like the
scratch demo
ones. Like, yeah, like the demo. Like the demo. And so I think one of their kids is actually in the movie as a baby. A baby Elsa.
A baby.
One of the
cool.
babies.
So or the teenager one.
So... had you guys seen this movie before? Teresa, had you seen this movie?
Yeah, I saw it with my sister the first time. And then we went to Disneyland and saw the musical.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
actually what inspired the birthday party, because we saw the musical and then we were like, this is cool. Let's dress up. Yeah.
It's fun. It's like a 55-minute version of the show.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit cut.
Mm-hmm.
But they cast it diverse, which is cool. They Hamilton cast it, where it was like all different backgrounds.
I love that. That's
they don't
the new
address
name.
It.
That's the name
Hamilton
for diverse casting.
You know what
Hamilton
I love?
Casting.
You know what I was actually watching recently was the Brandy Cinderella, and that was so ahead
that
of its time.
That was very Hamilton.
Because because at the time people are like, why is the son Filipino when
it's
the parents are black
Victor,
and white?
Garber and Whoopi Goldberg make an Asian son, right?
So it doesn't. Everyone's like, that's so crazy, but it's like. That's storytelling. It doesn't matter. None of these people are actually kings and queens either.
Magic is not real.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it was
about?
Ahead of its time.
Sorry.
It was. I just think Brandy's
magic.
Cinderella was ahead of its time.
Whitney.
Agreed. Very Hamilton.
Yeah, Whitney.
Very Hamilton
Cinderella.
Casting.
Very Hamilton casting.
Before Hamilton was ever
Lin-Manuel was in there.
People still called it Hamilton casting.
Yeah, I know.
Reason.
No, because he was the one that cast it. He was. People don't know that he was a casting director before.
Speaking of Lin-Manuel, though, I have to say, I do love Frozen, and I love... the movie, but after Moana came out, I was like, I like Moana way more. I know you guys haven't gotten there yet, so we won't say too much, but I love Moana, and I feel like Moana totally got snubbed their year. Like, Frozen won music, Moana's music written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, so good, didn't win. I don't even know if they got nominated.
It's so subjective.
Frozen, White Princess, Moana, Brown Princess.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, we
I don't know.
We will definitely go
I don't
into
know.
Race
into
politics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I remember having a discussion on Facebook when anyone tried to say anything bad about Moana. And I was like, you say one thing bad about Moana and everyone will shit on it forever. And I was like, give me this princess. She's a Polynesian princess.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for her.
Yeah.
I think it's Frozen, though, was crazy. Like the phenomenon of
it's
Frozen.
It's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
Still insane.
It's kind of an almost inexplicable. I don't know how it happened to hit when it did. I think it was just like a perfect storm, no pun intended. Of like magic and female leads and like bringing it back to
but
musicals.
Also, when you compare it to the things that has been done before, I mean, Winnie the Pooh, we had a string of really awkward. We had the Princess and the Frog, and that was like the only sort
Tangled.
And Tangled,
good
that's
too.
That's right. So it was like sort of the needle sort of straightening itself out by Frozen. Yeah. It's like already.
Yeah. Oh, I see. They kind of primed us.
Exactly.
The way that they advertise this, no one knew that it was like a real princess movie.
Yeah,
because
put the
it was Sven and Olaf were the two people that were like the tease that went out that everyone's like, oh, this is a, like a snowman movie.
That was a big thing because we talked about my old job talked about that, but they were afraid of having two female leads.
Is this that correct?
Yeah, and a Disney princess that didn't have a it wasn't really a love story, so they kind of faked it a little bit with putting the men in the front, even though it's not really a story about true love. I mean, it's true love, but sisterly love.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And I think it's a trend with marketing how...
Because in Tangled, they changed it from Rapunzel to Tangled and made it more about Flynn Rider because they wanted to get the boys to come. So they really tricked people with this movie.
Which is interesting. I mean, this is a pattern that Disney has been doing, sort of like punking boys to come see a movie.
Yeah.
That is good. I mean, it's not like... boys aren't going to be like alienated watching Frozen.
Yeah,
it's
and the
like
boys can relate to the girl characters just like the girls can relate to boy characters.
Exactly.
Like, don't fake it. You know, like we relate to the Superman and the Superman or whatever, the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And
whatever man.
And they can relate to the Elsa.
And I think I love that these princesses, especially Anna, is so current and down to earth that you can relate to her more than like the more old fashioned ones too.
Yeah.
So had you guys seen it?
Oh, yeah. I saw this multiple times at the 84th Street AMC in New York because they had recliner chairs. Ooh. And if you went early in the morning, the first screening, it was only $8.
Ooh.
Nice. So I saw
also, Rachel, listeners can't see, but Rachel has given us some like on a...
Oh, I was watching the movie and I wanted to take my hair down and I was like, I want a braid.
It looks good. You really could be Anna for Halloween.
Wow.
Okay. Have you ever dressed up as Anna before?
So I do the Run Disney races and I do the Princess Weekend race and I have a Princess Anna shirt that looks like her dress. Ooh. And so you dress up like a princess and then run like a 5K or 10K or half if you're willing to do that, which I never am. But I dress up like Anna every year. The first year I did it was when Frozen came out. So I was like, I want to do the princess. That's that now.
Do people run in like full-on ball gowns?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wow.
It's insane the costumes people wear. And then they have to run a half marathon.
That's just another example how Disney puts unrealistic expectations on female bodies. They're like, you want to be a princess? Right. Well, run, bitch.
There's no runner princess. We don't have an icon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
This is a mapping of, I can see Teresa writing a parody of You Better Work, Bitch by Britney Spears. You want to be a princess?
You better run, bitch. There's like a training montage of like wearing a sweatband.
You
like
got a tail? Too bad. Yeah. Swim, bitch. This is a triathlon.
It's getting people active.
Oh my God, it's so
that's
funny.
True. That's true. And Claire, you've seen Frozen. Yes?
I've seen it, definitely. I did not see in the theater, and I don't remember marketing, but I kind of remember billboards for it, but it's sort of just... it hit. I remember just all of a sudden was so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it, I think, at home. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see it in the theater. Had you seen it?
I didn't. I saw the a stage show that Teresa saw. You and I saw it. And I really thought it was a different take on the movie. I didn't know that it was like a shortened version of that movie.
Yeah.
And they were just giving us like the greatest hits.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is like a fun take on the movie. Yeah. But now watching it, I'm like, oh, it's the movie.
The interesting thing about those stage shows is I think when they work best is when they are identical to the movie. Like the crowd does not want to see any interesting new takes on Olaf. They want the same lines delivered in the same way.
Yeah, because it was the same jokes essentially. And then there's that like live costume change.
Oh, it's the exact same dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, the costume change is amazing.
The infamous
costume really want to see the Broadway version. I hear
it's out on Broadway.
It's
on Broadway.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh,
they did it on The View. There's a clip of it.
Part of it. Not the whole thing, right?
The costume change?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's saying Let It Go, and they showed the whole
costume
change. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so fun. And also, the fails are so funny, too.
Oh,
it's sad, but it's so funny.
And watch those Frozen fails, baby.
Frozen fails.
Oh, those girls, they hold it together.
When I first heard what, because I didn't watch it right away because, I mean, it's a kid's movie. And but when but I remember,
yeah,
like,
what are we doing hosting this podcast?
I know, I just mean, like, I didn't.
Forget it.
Like, I was aware of the phenomenon, but I didn't, like, run to theaters. This was pre-MoviePass. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would have seen it on MoviePass. But I heard the songs and people were singing it, and in my mind, I had no idea what it was about. And I thought it, like, I was trying to guess, and I was like, I thought it was, like, a breakup movie because she sings Let It Go, and it's all about being an ice princess. And I was like, oh, she's, like, trying to get over shit.
But that's what I thought too. Yeah, because all I knew about Frozen was that song because it was literally everywhere. Yeah. And boy, do I really not like that song. Yeah.
Oh, really? I love
hate that song.
Let It Go.
So I was just like, I'm not going to get into this movie. This is trash.
How dare you?
It's kind of like it's that like Titanic effect when like it's just so oversaturated that you can't even just watch it.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't in elementary school when this movie came out because I remember the My Heart Will Go On effect at talent shows. Every single person sang that song. Every single person because they didn't filter out repeated acts. So it was literally like five people singing My Heart Will Go On at one talent show. So I bet you
singing to My Heart Will Go On, another person dancing
they
to My Heart Will Go On.
I'm sure certain schools were like, have banned that song.
Yeah, no, it was like I bet you that year there was a talent show with everyone doing a Let It Go act.
Without a doubt.
Every birthday party is probably a Frozen theme.
So, fun fact.
I'm going to submit that as a bit show.
Oh, just Let It Go.
Everyone has to do an act with Let It Go in.
Oscar's skin just crawled off of his body.
Oscar's hosting it with me.
So a fun fact about Let It Go was that it was written in a single day. It originated with the story outline they were given, which called for Elsa's badass song at that point. The two began by envisioning the song with an emo undertone.
Emo.
Oh, gosh.
I got
According to Anderson Lopez,
bothered me anyway.
They went for a walk in the park and threw phrases at each other. Like, what does it feel like to be exalted?
Frozen fractal. And then all around.
Robert Lopez threw out Kingdom of Isolation. And they were yeah. And so they kind of like improvised back and forth, like the beginning
like
lines.
Slam poetry.
And then they went home and recorded it. And they took Idina Menzel's vocal range into account. There we go. There you have it.
Do you think that song would have been as big as it was if Idina Menzel didn't sing it?
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, they would have had a singer sing it. So I think it could have
been. I feel like it would have been big, but I feel like she really made
it. Yeah, I think she made it like iconic.
I think it's true, too, that there is a weird connection or correlation between Idina Menzel as Elsa and her as Elphaba because those two characters are very similar.
They sound the same.
And so the fact that Wicked also was like a phenomenon.
Of course they do.
And it's Elsa, Elphaba. I mean,
I thought you meant
their voices. Their voices. You guys, Elphaba and Elsa sound so similar. I don't know what it is.
It's because their voice.
They sound so similar. It's like almost like it's the same person.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I feel like maybe just that kind of lore behind it.
Sure, like they're both misunderstood villains.
Yeah, they're isolated. They both hit that high
note.
They have powers they can't control.
So the song sounds
similar. One's
blue,
one's green.
Defying. They're both witches.
I think Wizard and I has really similar. She even does like a similar motion. She like scoops both hands. You can't see what I'm doing.
She's scooping both hands.
I
feel like the most popular Disney princesses always wear blue dresses. You know what I mean?
Cinderella.
Oh, a theory.
Yeah, do you think it matters? I mean, because she kind of looks like a princess just by, like, the way she's dressed. So then maybe little girls connect to
it. Also, her dress is sparkly.
Her dress is the best.
It's her dress is made out of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Right?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's not made
innovative.
Out of fabric. That's not fabric
she
has on her body.
I say
she
wins the Project Runway Innovative Challenge.
That is ice she's wearing on her.
I'm into it.
I have no idea what it is.
It moves. It moves in the wind.
Yeah.
She's an innovator.
Honestly, it has a cape. And like if you've seen it on little girls, it has like the clear sleeves. Yeah.
It's like her. And then who's the in Hunger Games? She, her dress is made of fire.
So. Katniss Everdeen.
Katniss. Oh, that's her
fire and ice. Yeah. That's a good mashup. We need
now I want the earth dress.
Ooh, earth dress that's made out of dirt. Blood.
Dirt. Just oh. Dirt.
Dirt.
And a the wind dress.
It's made just out a of bug from nothing. A bug's life. It's just covered in dirt.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys, let's get into this movie.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So we start off with the like.
Did you just pitch an Avatar remake? The Last Airbender remake?
Oh. I've never
with
seen
Heimlich.
It.
From Heimlich.
Heimlich.
That's such a good movie.
Oh, Bug's Life. Okay, so we're talking about
starts with singing and snowflakes.
Chanting, yeah. Snowflakes, kind of very Grinch, How Grinch Stole Christmas.
This is we're talking the very beginning, right? Those very dudes
oh
singing.
Oh, yeah, there's so much and more choir music in this than I remembered.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Very choral, and I guess it's sort of like, so it's set in Arendelle, which is...
It's like Norwegian.
Yeah, so they did a lot of research, a lot of search. In Norway and places like that. And so
well
a lot
actually,
of the influences are...
Yeah, they now have, like, they've turned the Norway pavilion at Epcot into a Frozen pavilion, basically. Even though Arendelle is a fake place and Norway is real. So I would, if I was Norwegian, I'd be upset that they were putting this fake thing in my country. Yeah. But, yeah.
Maybe it was Norway before Disney. It was named Norway, you know?
Where is Arendelle.
Yeah.
They kind of do that
this happened a long time ago, right?
A lot of Disney movies do that, though, right? Like
they make up places
or whatever. They just make up fake places. But I think the only real one is Mulan, because they can't be like not China,
not China.
Yeah, that was one of the alt
like
titles
China.
For it.
Not China.
China.
It's
oh my
like
God.
Similar
it's
to China,
China but spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
It's like, so because like even Big Hero 6 later, it's San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I love that. Mm. So then this is another one of those openings that you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. It's Frozen Heart, which is the ice harvesters doing really cool choreography with the ice.
Very stomping.
What's up with Kristoff in it? Because they make you think that he's like part of this crew, like he's a kid. And then he just splits off and is like, oh, hey, trolls. I have no one.
I guess, he's just trying to find a place to fit in, maybe. And he's
nobody noticed some kid.
Yeah, I don't know what his story is. There's something there that we need to explore.
Well, in the Snow Queen story from Hans Christian Andersen, that's why I was like, oh, this might be it. There is a Kristoff, and he was kidnapped by trolls. So this, there are trolls in the Snow Queen story.
Well, I was even thinking the way he's taken in by the trolls could be very creepy if it was a different connotation, because she was like,
exactly,
I'm gonna keep you.
The continuing the theme of abusive relationships, which this movie is about, because I mean, like, the ones you love hurt you the most. And he also said, doesn't he say something like they're really inappropriate, and then one of the trolls says take off your clothes when he shows up. So maybe there's something going on there.
It's a cult. Let's not kid ourselves.
I mean, he calls
the
love
cult.
Experts I don't know,
this is some
And then we cut to baby Anna and Elsa.
Dark.
She's like, the sky's awake, so I'm awake.
Very cute. They're running around playing with ice, playing with Elsa's powers.
Feels very like real kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's like, one has magic powers.
And I think that's why from the get-go, maybe that's part of the reason, because like what little kid doesn't want to be able to play with magic like that? So if they see a character, they want to identify. So that's part of the reason this movie is so... I think, I don't know, like from the get-go, like you want to play Elsa and Anna,
yeah.
I think.
I mean, here's the thing. It could have easily been Dinosaur. Who knows? Who knows what hits and what misses?
Right. Oh, the movie Dinosaur.
We could be talking about that scene in Dinosaur where everyone's running away from the comets.
When they're
all
stepping on the ground trying to find water.
Exactly.
So, it's just very fun. They create Olaf, and then Anna gets iced in the face.
Yeah. And then they have to go to the trolls to take the ice out of her head.
Yeah, because the parents are like, or the dad's like, I know how to fix this.
And he goes to a book.
Yeah, he was like, I met these guys when I was in college.
Partied together.
I used to be one of them.
Before I turned.
Yeah. It's weird that the trolls have asked a question of like cursed or born. Because that sort of gives that backstory of like, oh, did someone curse her? Like, where did these magic powers come from? And why is she the only one with
and
them?
And what are the rules? Like, what will be the counter?
I feel like if she was cursed with it, there's a way for them to take it away. Whereas if she was born with it, that's something she just has to deal with.
They really gloss over the magic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's
for sure.
Very convoluted. this in a way. Like, I think the first time I watched this movie, I didn't understand. It was just like a lot of back and forth and rules and things. And by the end of it, I was like, wait, who, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think in the original concept of this movie, they wanted Elsa to be bad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She was a villain at first.
But then they were like, let's not do that. Let's make it more of a story about sisters.
Yeah, once they wrote Let It Go, they concluded that it was not, it was not appealing, but its themes of personal empowerment and self-acceptance were too positive for a villain to express. So the story was rewritten after that point to have Elsa as an isolated innocent who was alarmed upon learning that her powers inadvertently caused harm.
Damn. Yeah, she's a good guy.
So it's in a way, yeah, because the villain in this is
Hans.
It's interesting because it's like it's self-doubt. Yeah.
Self-doubt. Mm. It's pain. It's bad habits.
Yes. It's ice.
It's trusting.
Oh, and I, of course, obviously, ice. Yeah, obviously.
And trusting men.
Oh, yeah.
So then the troll, King Troll.
King Troll.
Is like, Pappy hey, here's, troll. Here's the deal. Here's
was
the
it
deal.
In her head or was it in her heart?
Right.
Which is more foreshadowing.
Right. Because he says, if the head I can
persuade, but the heart is set in, basically.
Yeah. So he sort of like alters her memories to be like, yeah, this is all... All this magic power stuff, like, let's just forget about that. Anna doesn't know about it. Like, don't tell her. And she's just going to live her own life.
Yeah.
And that makes us really sad.
Yeah, it's better if we don't have any more, like, ice capades in the living room. Yeah. Let's just take it away.
So this is when they teach Elsa to conceal, don't feel, don't let it show.
Which obviously is, like, awful lesson. But you kind of, like, you see why it developed the way it did. Like, at first he was like, we just have to learn to control it, and then we'll deal with it. But then it turns into, let's just hide it and bury it.
Yeah.
Truly a mutant story. I mean, this Elsa could be, like, X-Men, truly.
Yeah.
Well, Elsa also is kind of, like, admired for as, like... I think in the gay community is like a that's how people.
Oh people sure, see it as like an LGBTQ queer narrative story. Like, yes,
she's set, she's taught she's bad, but it's just
concealed. Don't
is.
Feel.
And Let It Go is seen as like a coming out song.
Yeah, yeah. She's the hottest one out of all of them. So.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that costume change.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, that reveal.
That
are you
reveal.
Those come high on. Notes.
Are those high notes.
Hello. Hello.
Idina Menzel. Come on.
Come on.
This is all planned.
I think
this
she
is all planned.
She could easily be in The Incredibles with Frozone.
Yeah.
She's got those powers.
Yeah.
Different story. She could be a superhero.
Different time, though.
That's true.
Totally different
She'd
time.
She'd be dead by the time The Incredibles was.
Timeline. So unless she cryogenically freezes herself.
Yeah, that's true.
She's fine.
Do a crossover.
Yeah.
We get a nice transitional tune. Do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oscar
Which,
made a face.
Of course, first time I heard and saw this movie, I was like, oh, how cute. What a nice song. And now it's like, oh boy.
Now it's...
it's a little, right?
Oh boy.
I'm not crazy. It's an irritating song.
Yeah, well, yes. And like now the way
Just
it's...
overplayed. And then all the memes that come from it are very funny.
Right.
What are some of the memes?
It's like they'll be like the little Anna being like, do you want to build a snowman? And then it'll cut to like an angry man being like, fuck off. And then she and then she says, okay, bye.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But I remember actually funny. This was the moment when when I was watching this movie and I was like, oh my god, we're back to doing like musical
like musical musicals.
Like story
and I didn't even I didn't even realize it was Kristen Bell singing it first, and I was like, oh my god, yes, this is amazing. I love, and we're back to, well, I guess we did it in Princess and the Frog and Tangled too, but like, you know, singing voice, speaking voice, same character kind of deal.
Yeah.
I love it, love it. So parents die in the song.
Yeah.
And
there's that theory that they're Tarzan's parents too.
Right. There's a theory.
Oh, yeah.
There's also the theory that they were going to Rapunzel's birth.
Yeah, there's also some theory about let me find
on the way, and that's when they died.
The Little Mermaid too.
Oh, yeah, because the ship that the Little Mermaid finds looks similar to the ship.
Oh, when she goes in and there's a shark.
Yeah.
Everything's connected.
It's all the same universe.
Yeah. And the filmmakers just kind of like jokingly like confirmed it like with a wink, but they were just sort of having fun.
Yeah.
So. Well, so that means they had Tarzan while on the ship.
Yeah, she was saying their mother could have been pregnant on the ship, had
she
a baby,
a
baby boy.
Yeah.
Not at all. She didn't look
pregnant. They took the picture that later is used in Tarzan.
So on the ship.
Yeah. They had an Olin Mills set up in the back for family photos.
Speaking about the filmmakers, just real quick, a fun fact that in addition to being the first woman to direct a full-length Disney animated feature film, Jennifer Lee also became the first woman to solely write an entire screenplay for Disney animated film since Linda Wolverton for Beauty and the Beast. So I think that's a fun fact.
Isn't Way Jennifer Lee the new lead Disney animation?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I do also know that Jennifer Lee's sister, let me find my facts.
Jennifer Lee is the name of my sister too.
Oh my God,
is
your
it really?
Sister? Did she direct Frozen?
She did. No.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's your sister.
It's also like the most common
like
name.
Really burying the lead.
Okay. Jennifer Lee took over as chief creative officer of the Walt Disney Animation
they're
Studio.
They're like, boom, baby, after Frozen.
But she's not
you
Asian,
do whatever.
Right? She's like a
white
girl, right?
Oh, really? Well,
maybe she married an Asian man.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe. So her sister...
that's what I'm picturing in my brain. That's
so her sister is an art director named Brittany Lee, and their relationship partially served as inspiration for Anna and Elsa. That was my fact. All right. Wow. So then
they grow up
it's
and it's
coronation
day
and we get to the song for the first time in forever. The songs are really like turning out. Yeah. Like they're just one after another.
Yeah, this movie's really good about just like getting exposition across in like very quick lines. Like
pace.
Right before the coronation, the people show up in Arendelle and every line is just like honey, the queen is going to blow.
Yes,
and everything's
they haven't
just
been
like
been
right
in
there.
Years. Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's so perfect.
This is what everyone needs to know about the story.
Yeah. But in a nice
and
way.
I'm tangled. Don't you see that Tangled? Girl Rapunzel entangled in that scene?
Rapunzel.
Oh, yeah.
Rapunzel
she's in
and
there.
Aaron,
Flynn.
Flynn Rider.
Oh, yeah. Flynn and Rapunzel show up to the coronation.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. The, you can see them for like a second.
Oh,
yeah.
They've got a little Easter
her
egg.
Her short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where we meet Hans at the end of For the First Time in Forever.
Yeah. They bump into each other. It's a very awkward, cute moment.
It is.
Where it's like, I'm sorry. You're not awkward. I'm awkward. Oh. You're handsome or gorgeous.
Ugh,
and then
disgusting.
She's like, oh, what?
Yeah, apparently gross. Kristen Bell improvised that. Wait, what? After she says that, I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
But you can tell. She puts her own flavor on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hans, Anna, and then this horse, which we're back at it again, babies.
Yep.
Horses that look that act like dogs.
Horses.
Yeah.
Sidekick horses.
Sidekick
yeah,
horses.
Like dogs.
But also in this movie, sidekick reindeer.
Right, which
oh,
is
totally.
I mean,
like
the
a dog.
Same
horse
universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Horse adjacent.
Horse adjacent, and yeah. very much like a dog.
Yes.
Also, do you notice somebody pointed out to me at one point? So we all know the truth about Hans. Okay, we're not good. Spoiler alert, everyone.
He's
but
bad.
In this scene, you know, after she runs away, he gives her this little look, like, huh. Like he
like
likes
he actually
her.
Likes
yeah.
Him.
Yeah. And no one sees it. So he does it just for himself. Yeah. Why does he do that? Is it to trick the audience?
You know, I think he turns later because when Weasel Man says that he's going to be in charge if everyone leaves. I think that's when he turns.
So it did start real.
It's like they don't really know each other. So it's like it can't be true love. But I think he is interested in her at first.
You don't believe in love at first sight?
I believe in love at first sight, like, confirmed after knowing someone for 4 years.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
I like that. Retroactive love at first sight.
I think also he could have been smiling because he was like, hey, my plan's working out better than I thought.
That's true.
Yeah. It was all premeditated, finding her in the
boat.
No,
he wanted to get with one of the sisters, and then
That's
he was like,
true.
Ah, at least I had this cute moment with the younger
one. It worked.
One. That's true.
The seed is planted.
So coronation happens, and Elsa's
coronation.
Worst fear is just like freezing things. She doesn't want to take her gloves off. She leaves her gloves on.
I mean, take a drink for every time someone takes off their gloves in this movie. You'll be drunk as hell.
So apparently gloves symbolize concealment, obviously, and Hans does a similar thing when he reveals his plans. He takes off his gloves
and then he puts them back on.
He slaps someone in the face.
No, when he was like, I just remember when he leaves the room later, he puts them back on and
like
really
the mask
is
back on.
Yeah, he's going back out. So it is scary. I would be so nervous to be her too. If you, she has to hold her little scepter and sphere thing.
We've all been in a situation where someone is talking. You're like, finish talking, finish talking.
Mm. Right. And she's like, oh my God, I just have to get through this one thing. And she knows.
Okay.
And then it starts to freeze. Oh, oh, so yeah. Scary.
But she makes it through. No one notices.
No.
Yeah. And then
I'd be like, what? I have ice powers. Yeah. Deal. I'm the queen. Sorry,
what
y'all.
What are you going to do about it?
But
now?
Your whole life, yeah. You've been told that that's bad and you shouldn't talk about it.
No, I'm fine being gay.
That's what Oprah says.
But no one is telling you that that's fine.
I'm the queen now. I make the rules.
I'm singing my own.
There's no one else.
And so this is like Elsa and Anna talk for what seems like the first time in.
Forever.
Forever. Oh, this was a fun. I like this scene a lot. Yeah. This was like cute. This felt very like real.
Yeah, they're like, hey girl, you look cute. No girl, you look cute. Ooh, chocolate's good.
You look
good.
Beautifuler. Yeah. Yeah. Not yeah. Fuller, but beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they talk about chocolate.
Mm, chocolate.
Yeah.
And then we meet the Duke of Whistleton.
Whistleton.
And he does some crazy dancing.
Yeah. And his toupee keeps falling off.
And then he kind of like almost sexually assaults
almost.
No, I don't know. He just like touches her. Yeah. Don't you think it's weird?
Anna.
He's like this old man. He's just touching on
it. I didn't even like, see it.
Ready for the dip? And she's like,
oh, shit. Nope.
They're dancing.
I'm like, hashtag me too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Duke of Whistleton. And his hair is flopping all around. And it's fun because it does it in the stage show too.
Yeah.
His hair.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like creepy but funny. And also there are two Arrested Development references in this.
Yeah.
So he does a chicken dance during this part.
Oh.
And then during Love is an Open Door, the line, sandwiches. We finish each other's sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I was like, I've heard that before. This wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
It's an Arrested Development quote.
Oh.
On yeah. purpose?
I think so. Because it's like pretty, it's like word for word.
I think it was an accident, but it is from there. Because I remember reading something about that where the creators were like, oh, I guess we accidentally, like, I knew we heard that somewhere.
They must have been fans.
Wink, wink,
they
wink.
Must have been fans.
And then they're like, it's a tribute.
Yeah, yeah they're like, they're like, I just wrote this line that I made up and I've never heard anywhere else before.
I will say in that scene, in the dancing scene, and the, just the coordination in general, I don't know if you guys noticed, but all of the females that were there.
Large?
Were large. We're thick girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why?
It's cold
why
up
are
there.
The only.
It's.
they don't have heat,
you know
but the princesses.
You're right.
The princesses have heat in their castles so they can be teeny little wayfish babies.
But I was just like, why are Anna and Elsa the only sort of like very.
Because
they're both so thin.
Because they have heat.
No, it's because they haven't been getting out to the food coming. They've
that's
eaten the
same.
That's
why they're so tempted by chocolate.
Yeah.
They don't ever get it.
They don't ever get chocolate. But everyone else is eating chocolate nonstop.
I just thought it was so weird. I was like, wow, every woman looks.
It is weird that we're like, oh, we're going to give variety, but still not to the main characters.
Exactly.
Right. That is weird.
Just I want to see some thick main characters. And thick with two C's at the end.
Thick and it not being a plot point.
Exactly.
Exactly. You listening?
Moana. Hello.
Moana. Hello.
Moana.
Hello.
But she thick.
Moana.
She thick.
Nani.
She got curves.
Nani. Hey, Nani. Nani.
Big.
Moana's so good.
So.
So
Teresa
Han
just left.
Bye.
She put the microphone down and just left.
So
said Moana is so good and then
good.
Left.
And she disappeared in a poof of
no, wait,
smoke.
No, wait, she's back. She just brought Moana with her.
Yep, I'm dressed as Moana now.
She's dressed like Moana playing a copy of Moana. So Hans woos Anna.
They sing
love is an open door.
Open door.
And they do. It's like a very Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers number.
It's
I think
cute.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song in this movie so far? I mean, I don't know if we.
Oh, Let It Go.
Let It Go is your favorite?
Yeah.
My favorite song to sing or my favorite song?
Claire loves to sing.
Both. I want to hear both.
Well, you know, I don't know. Because Let It Go is, I think it's great, but it is hard to like just because it's Let It Go. But
yeah.
I think I do love the for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I think it's very fun. And
I
there's
like
so many jokes
too.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the reprise.
Yeah.
Reprise is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your fave?
The reindeer song.
Okay, interesting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The first one?
The worst one.
The best one.
I didn't even remember that
song.
Oh, the
reindeer having a best friend.
Reindeer are better than people.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, there it is. That's it. That's fun. We're not there yet. So
we're not there yet. So we don't know what we're talking about. So yeah, it's very like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers,
and they get engaged.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So she then, says, yeah.
Yeah. It's very much Disney being like, okay, listen, we know in the past.
It's been crazy.
You guys have been making fun of us, but this is 2013, so we're going to be like, okay.
We're going to make fun of ourselves.
We're going to make fun of, we're going to acknowledge, and we're going to be like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Within, from within, but in a way that's like not too self-referential, I feel.
Yeah.
I think it's a believable thing.
Yeah, except Elsa is so reasonable when she says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's right. Yeah. Anna's like being crazy.
But that makes sense too, because Anna's like has never seen people ever. So like the first dude she sees, she's like, that's good. And a guy who's like paying attention to her, but that's someone who's like so greedy for attention, is like, yes, I'll marry you. If you give me attention, I'll do anything you want, which is, you know, unhealthy behavior.
There's so many people that work in the castle, though.
Yeah, but she don't talk to those people.
No, they're poor can't
people.
Marry.
They're poor people. They're peasants. Come on.
She can't marry.
She can't marry a poor.
Yeah. She can marry
those aren't people. She was servant. Taught that those people are not people.
So this is where, you know, Elsa gets emotional because Anna rips off her glove accidentally. And Anna doesn't realize that the gloves are like holding something back.
Yeah.
This is some straight up Real Housewives of... like nonsense. I would be like,
Arendelle?
Yeah, I'd be watching this like, you know, you're at the ball, you're at the coronation and this stuff happens and I'm like, you're like, damn,
this is a Real Housewives of New Jersey table flip.
Did you hear what happened this week at the castle?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh,
see, like this is the scene that I really did not like Anna, because this is when I related to Elsa. But I guess if you relate to Anna, you're like, oh, she was just doing her best. But I'm like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Like, you're ruining your trying to upstage your sister's coronation with an engagement.
Ooh,
like,
yeah, that is crazy. It's,
oh, I never even thought about that.
I didn't think
that's
about
a
that.
Really great point. Save it, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Wait,
she and also got crowned.
Totally, and also like they haven't really been having like deep heart to hearts. It seems so. It's like you're just ready to rush in with like crazy news.
Yeah, honestly, like, seems like the type that's like. It's my life. Like, it's my, like.
She's like the friend who's like, and I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And
you're like, like, okay, bitch. I'm also the president of the United States.
Yeah. Oh, man. So,
I'm pregnant.
Elsa's ice powers shoot out. Everyone gets freaked out.
And she ends up running away.
Yeah, she runs away. And that very kind stranger outside's like, Your Majesty, are you okay?
Oh, with the baby?
Yeah. I was like, what a caring person who's like the only one who's not afraid of her, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she was afraid of her.
But then she was, because then she's shooting
her ice. Because the fountain turned into,
and her baby's in
like
danger.
Sharp, pointy ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean ice.
Mean ice.
Yeah, mean ice.
It's like the same of how she's feeling, and she's scared right now. So
that's true.
It's sharp and pointy.
Yeah.
So she runs across the lake, the fjord.
The fjord.
Fjord.
And so Anna's like, I got to go after her. She won't hurt me. She's my sister. It's going to be fine. And everyone's like, you're crazy.
Does she float on top of the fjord?
No.
She walks.
She runs across it. And when her steps turn, to ice.
Turn the water into ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
I thought it was the air like over. And I was like, ooh, that's a cool power.
She kind of like tests it and it freezes. And as she's running it freezes.
Yeah.
This is why I think that there is some sort of like underlying abusive relationship story or moral
theme.
Yeah, because Anna keeps going back to people that hurt her. And then she falls into that pattern again with new people. But like with Elsa, she runs at, I mean, like, we know Elsa doesn't want to hurt her, but Elsa has hurt her.
Elsa has hurt her.
And
physically.
She runs after her being like, she's not going to hurt me. Instead of being like, she might hurt me, but I'm not afraid. She says straight up denial. She won't hurt me.
Ooh.
And then there's the memory thing, right? They erase her memory, which is kind of like a thing we do when we're in abusive relationships.
Oh my gosh. You say she's got Stockholm syndrome?
I do.
Oh my gosh. You're
Anna
right.
Has Stockholm syndrome.
And Elsa is straight up telling her, leave me alone.
I will hurt
you. Leave me alone. Yeah. And she's like, no, she won't.
She like creates a new reality for herself.
Oh,
wow,
man.
Teresa.
Wow. I'm seeing this movie in a new
way. Hot takes are melting this ice palace.
Woo! Yeah. Kingdom of Isolation. Speaking of which.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Heard of it. Please. Back anymore.
So that happened.
Everyone sing along. Let it go. Let it go. Everyone listening
at
home
this point,
is
everyone
singing
listening
along.
To the podcast has stopped the podcast to listen to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pause the podcast.
Because they're like, oh, I like that song. And then they're going
to
hear totally,
it.
Totally.
I don't want to hear Rachel sing it.
Back.
I want to hear I did it myself.
So you can pause the podcast right now. Listen to Let It Go.
Now pause it again. Listen to Demi Lovato sing it.
Oh, because that is the radio version of
yeah.
the song.
Mm. Now yeah. pause it again and listen to me sing it.
Wait, it how does that work with the pausing? We told them to pause when they were supposed to be listening to something else.
Oh, they came back and then
they're back. They're back. Yeah. Yeah.
You're back. Yeah. Okay, welcome so back. How was that song? It was so crazy and you've never heard it before, right?
Let it go.
So it is a really cool, beautiful scene, I think.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really cool.
Oscars. So much shade.
It's not for me. I'm not like into. This is just like.
So you really don't are into queer narratives, are you?
No. It was very much like it's the closest thing I could think of is like a very like white woman fantasy of just like sure. oh.
Well, her here's hair, the thing.
I'm gonna toss it
She's
down.
She's building
it's
this braided. Castle,
but you
I'm gonna change into a
heard the song before you saw the movie.
Of course, I've actually seen that clip.
Yeah, but so, you like, didn't see like the context of it.
Exactly,
it would have been very different if you had seen the movie.
And now
first.
Watching it, I'm like, okay, the song makes sense to me now.
Yeah,
but just taking that song in that video, I'm like. Oh huh. my
You got
God.
It the wrong way. You got to get these people, you got to get before they're exposed to just the song, you got to watch the whole movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I agree with that because honestly, I don't think the story is that strong in this movie. It's the music that's strong. And the first time I watched it, I had heard the song and then I was like, I don't really get what's happening, but cool song. Like, it didn't hold up to the hype of the song. Like I thought there was going to be this really strong story to get to that point and that song was going to be like a big payoff and like really feel like grounded in the story.
It is like
not.
What would be like the 11 o'clock number of your show, like your musical, but it's very early on. So
it's
I think
like
that
part
like
of your world song.
Yeah, it, right.
Which and is still early in the
but
movie,
But part
too.
Of your world makes sense. She meets Prince Eric, and she has this very clear motivation. In Frozen, she just kind of sings like, I guess I can be myself now. But we're like, who are you?
That's
we
what
don't
it is.
Know who
is
you
Let
are.
It Go does
we know
it.
She is.
Let It Go is not really like your typical want song, which is what it would be now. It's more of like a resolution or like she's sort of like
well,
resolved
it's, yeah,
with
it's,
herself.
It's
and
a
so,
change of.
Yeah. And so maybe that's why it feels like it's not quite earned to be something that's like that.
Because we don't know what she wants beyond. Like, she's like, I can finally be myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is yourself?
Yeah.
Because, like, what does she paint? Like, what is her thing?
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, I wish she painted. That'd be
it's
nice.
It's not your.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what it was.
Her whole character trait is
like,
that she's cold.
But,
like,
but even that, like, I would disagree with you, Teresa, by saying that the song isn't that strong. I think, like, plot-wise, the movie's pretty solid, but the song sort of melts.
Oh.
In a way, because because she doesn't
Mel
go to it is like sort of regurgitating what we already knew in the movie, which is like everyone I've had to hide my whole life, but now I'm gonna be free. I'm gonna let go of what other people think,
also,
and then I'm like, okay, so sing a verse about what you want to do.
Right?
Where's that
watching
want
it,
song
we're like,
that?
Okay, so we know you're not gonna stay in an ice tower for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So like, what's your plan?
I just feel like being cold is not enough of a personality.
No,
you know?
But for some people it is.
It works for me.
Interesting. So. Interesting. All right.
I mean, I mean, Let It Go is a huge popular song. I know I'm in the minority thinking about like this, but
no,
to me it just
I
feels.
I think that there is something off structurally of like where it sits.
Musically, mm-hmm. it's weird. At the very when she like leads into that song, I don't know how the song starts again. Do you guys remember?
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. There's
but
like a
before
piano.
Before that,
it's like
there's a piano
vamp.
Doesn't she do something before that?
No. She just runs away.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just like,
anyway,
yeah, it's
to
a
me,
snowflake.
It's
a,
I'm a little like, oh, this
there's
doesn't feel like a catchy song.
We're like a helicopter.
Something
shot.
In like you're like defying gravity. That's when all the energy from the first act is being pulled up, and you've like earned this like, for lack of a better word, like vomit of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we just only found out what she's upset about, or like what she's feeling. And so in a way, it's like wait. That's
honestly,
what you were holding in?
Honestly, from watching that clip, the only thing that she wanted was to change her clothes and let her hair down. Still in braids. She's not crazy. Uh-huh. She's not going to have her hair down and out. No, she's going to have it braided.
All right.
But just down. That's it.
Okay.
That's what she wanted, you know? But I will say the coolest moment of that whole song was at the very end where she's like, Nicole never bothered me anyway, and then the door closed.
Yeah.
Because love is an open door, but not for her because the door closed.
And I always, like, I feel like the sub, it's like, Cole never bothered me anyway, bitch, is like the subtext of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I always figured. Yeah. So then we go to Oaken's trading post.
Well, oh, wait. So they originally, sorry, no, it's okay. Not to go back to it, but originally they wanted her to be the villain. And this was still when they, but Let It Go was when they were like, oh, this can't be the villain song. It was supposed to be the villain song.
Mm-hmm. Let It Go was supposed to be the villain song.
In the original, this was supposed to be the point where she had her villain song.
So right. She was like, I'm letting my powers out. That
so this is more of a Poor Unfortunate Souls.
There you go. So maybe that's why something
it feels off.
Little. But anyway, I still think it's just a cool, fun on it. Moment.
Let's marinate on that.
So this is where Anna meets Kristoff. She goes into the trading post looking for
Oaken's trading
warm
post.
Clothing. So it's summertime in Arendelle, mm-hmm. but everything is now completely frozen.
Mm-hmm. This is such a weird scene. I forgot
so
about this.
Yeah, it was like, what?
It's so like kind of stereotypical. And then at one point he pulls out lutefisk and is like, want some lutefisk?
Yeah.
And you're like, this is kind of racist.
Well, and did you see when he points
to
his
pandering, I think.
Well, and when he points to his family, there's like it's like a bunch of kids and like a male spouse in there too.
And so there was like a lot of talk about how this was the first gay couple in a Disney movie.
Oh,
well, that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. But then they put them in the sauna. Narrative. I mean, like, come on. That's another
cliche.
Stereotype.
Sauna.
Gay people love to eat fish heads. So, damn. Wow.
But also what I've noticed for the first time today is that she gets her iconic dress that she wears all the time from this place.
She buys like the leftover rack.
Yeah. So this isn't like her go-to outfit, that's the one we all see them in. Just like Mickey, we only see him in his sorcerer's hat, but that's not.
But
his.
It's lucky because it's a cute look. I think
it's a good look. Those boots. It looks good.
Especially when that skirt. Yeah. I mean, that was funny.
She likes to wear green. We've noticed that's her wardrobe is green, but this was blue and pink. Mm-hmm. So maybe her thing is pink.
Yeah. So. Kristoff comes in and he's pissed because his thing is selling ice. And he's like, I can't sell ice when everything is frozen. And so he's trying to buy supplies and has no money because, supply and demand. So
economics.
Doesn't have enough money. Mm-hmm. Gets kicked out and sings Reindeers Are Better Than People.
Ding, 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 ding. The
Oscar's
song.
Favorite banger.
Shocked that this wasn't a hit. Shocked that this wasn't the hit.
You know, they actually wrote a lot more songs for this. And one is they wrote one for Jonathan Groff because he has a beautiful singing voice.
Great.
And he does not get to sing a real song in this movie.
So
he sings this
what he
song.
Sings is
this is his
perfect.
Song.
Yeah. So what is perfect about this song?
It's short.
Oh,
it's
God.
Fun. It's cute.
Short.
We see that he has a mental disorder where has a split personality disorder.
Yeah, talks for his reindeer.
I mean, very crazy. But yeah, it's charming.
It
it's
is
sweet.
Interesting that the animals don't talk in this.
Anna, oh, yeah. The mental disorder thing is interesting. So everybody Anna falls for has a mental disorder.
It's cuckoo in the head.
So she has a thing for that.
But I think that all of us, right?
The directors openly talked.
People?
Yeah.
The directors openly talked about the fact that they were trying to show that Elsa suffers from definitely depression and other anxieties, and so
definitely
I'm
anxiety.
I'm sure that that was all meant to be.
Guys, everyone's broken, but that's okay.
But you're frozen.
All, yeah.
Is that a Madonna song?
Just let it go.
Yeah. When your heart is.
Yeah,
where,
I knew
was
it
that
had a
song
broken,
here?
I knew it had a broken frozen correlation. And then that beat hits.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, such a good song. That video tight.
So Anna comes in. She's like, okay, look, I bought you this gear and you're going to take me up the mountain now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
she brought carrots.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you brought carrots? Okay. Let's go.
And they go, and this is when they have a little moment to talk and flirt.
And then wolves come, and I feel like this is not necessary. Is
oh,
it?
Wow. Wildly disagree.
Really?
This takes me back to Beauty and the Beast.
That's why. I'm like, we've seen this.
Yeah, but to me, this feels like a Disney trope.
It is. You've been chased by wolves.
You
got,
snow. And they suffered
so
something together.
So why did they get chased in the woods?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
In the woods, Snow White runs from the shadows.
That's right. Yeah. This is classic Disney.
Okay.
To me,
the
most Disney scene.
The day. Yeah.
It also shows that Anna is actually useful. Sometimes
that's true.
Yeah, she helps out even though Kristoff doesn't think that she is helpful.
She's got a lot of brute strength and common sense when it comes to saving people in perilous situations.
It's true. Yeah. But very clumsy.
How come some animals in Disney are good? Like, why do we suddenly decide that wolves are bad? But like,
they're not bad. They're just doing what they need to do. Circle of life.
They really did attack them, though, completely unprovoked. Like, is that likely that they would do such a thing?
They're hungry.
They went into their home.
Oh, well, their food all froze.
Yeah, all their food froze.
That's true.
Yeah. They don't have a microwave.
They're pissed off. They're like, that's the sister of the woman that made all our food go away.
No hot pockets.
Let's yell at her. Yeah. That's what they were doing. They were just yelling at her.
They weren't even trying to hurt
them. We couldn't hear them. I'm sure if we could hear them talking, they'd be like, I have a few things I want to say.
Yeah. Got a complaint for
Balto.
The queen.
That's
Balto. Oh, my God.
Where are the wolf hero movies?
Balto.
Balto.
Alpha and Omega. I mean,
okay. Disney.
Hello? Oh, Disney, no. Disney hates
Disney
wolves.
Disney doesn't like wolves. Ooh. They're always big bad wolves.
It's true. Wow. Smear campaign.
Wow. Okay. So they get through this very scary chase, jump a cliff, and they find winter's beautiful. Yeah. Actually, look at this lovely layout and the jingle bells of the. The icicles on the trees are making little jingles and dingles.
And this is where
jingles
we meet
Olaf.
Olaf. Olaf.
I love that. Jingles and dingles. What are dingles?
You know.
Dingles. I know what jingles
are.
Jingles
and the dingles.
Well, I know what like jingles
dingle,
are.
It's the dingle dingles.
Dingle dingle.
Okay.
The dingle, the dingle dangle jingle
dingle,
jingles.
Dingle dingle jingle jingle.
So that's my band. So they meet Olaf. And immediately kicks his Anna kicks his head off, which was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they keep tossing around because it's a talking snowman, and they're like, "What the frick is going on?"
Yeah, but a then really he's weird like, snowman.
Yeah, but then he's like, "Hi, I'm Olaf," and then she's like, "Olaf, I remember you from my childhood."
And he likes warm hugs.
He does. Oscar, what did you think of Olaf? I'm curious to know.
Well, he looked like a freak. oh my he didn't God. Look like any snowman I know.
Okay.
Wow.
Right? Like, no snowman has little stumpy legs at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
But I guess he needed to walk. You know, but he couldn't just roll around.
And he's got mad.
You're
he's
body
magic.
Shaming him.
I'm not body shaming. I have Olaf body type. That's
also,
my body type, so I can talk about
nose
it.
Is an interesting shape, and he has teeth. Little buck teeth.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, buck teeth. So he's his shape is... His head is misshapen, right? It's not like a round snowman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very atypical snowman. Also, height-wise, to me, seems a little odd.
Mm-hmm. What about his personality?
But he's made by children.
Yeah.
He's made by children.
No, he was.
Man. Olaf is funny.
Okay. Interesting.
Great.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
It's funny because I remember thinking he was so funny, and he is so funny, but then... Now I feel like people are like over it and like over
well,
the Josh
like,
Gad
awful
thing.
Little short.
He's everywhere.
Totally destroyed Olaf's.
The Frozen. Short.
I remember not even thinking it was awful.
No, it was bad.
No,
it was
here's
long,
the
right?
thing.
It was like 30 minutes.
It wasn't. Really it wasn't meant to be released in theaters. It was meant to be like an ABC special.
Yeah.
But then everyone was like, "We can't wait for Frozen 2." So then Disney was like, "Well, let's give them something." So they took out the original animated short that was supposed to be in front of Coco, and they instead put this in because they were like, "Well, the people really want it.
Yeah.
Let's give it to them."
No.
And then immediately everyone hated it.
Everyone's
so then
like,
they were
"No,
like,
we
oh,
want Coco.
Never mind." Yeah.
Can't please.
Yeah.
Can't please.
So
everyone.
It was just
you
like
don't know. You
misinformation.
Don't
but then like everyone's like shitting on Disney.
Yeah.
Because
I was
like,
I think this is fine.
Sorry.
It had a bunch of songs. It was like, you know, more Arendelle.
But also, it's like you can't have a movie with
another movie
with Olaf. Like Olaf is not a leading man.
Right.
Or snowman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. His best work is off to the side when no one's listening to him.
Exactly.
Yes.
His little moments where he says random things and then just like stares.
He's like,
I don't
have
a brain.
Or bones.
Or bones.
Yeah.
Very funny.
He's like, I've been impaled.
So, and then he sings a song in summer.
Mm-hmm. That was
where
this is a good song.
It's
like
a good
song.
It's funny joke. He's a snowman that wants to be
it's
in the
really
summer.
Everyone
I
wants to cuddle.
The writing of this song was very good.
It's very clever. And how sometimes they go for the rhyme, sometimes they go against
they
it.
Yeah.
Like the hot and the cold can be so
cuddle.
Intense. Put them together just makes sense. Oh yeah, the cuddle,
yeah.
The puddle,
yeah.
The puddle line.
Yeah.
Also,
happy
there's
snowman.
And there's an allusion to Dick Van Dyke and the Dancing Penguins and Mary Poppins.
But it's a what are those? They're
so
not
cute.
Penguins. They're puffins, right?
Seagulls? Seagulls, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Seagulls
it's very cute. It's a fun little variety.
Yeah. There's a part where like Olaf cheers with a head of another weird looking snowman. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, the sand snowman?
No, they're in this coffee mug or something, or like chocolate mug.
The cocoa.
Yeah, the cocoa. Oh, yeah, it's a marshmallow snowman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I would get for my tattoo time. That weird, misshapen little marshmallow snowman is very funny to me. Where's that snowman's movie?
Whoa, yeah, it shouldn't have been the Olaf story before Coco. Yeah. It should have been
Coco.
Where is Hot Coco Short?
Hot Coco.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So then they find a wall and they're like, oh, well, we have to climb it. But then Olaf is like, hey, you guys, I found these stairs.
And there's some funny, cute business of them like bonding.
Yeah. Olaf impaling himself.
Kristoff like Anna right away? Mm. What would you say is the moment where he's like, duh, I'm into her?
That's a good question. I don't think it's right away. Sometime after their sled adventure, because it's still on the sled, because on the sled he's still like, wait, what, you fell in love with someone after the first day?
He was
weirded out,
but
understandably
he's
so.
Met her before,
that's true,
but he doesn't know
her.
Then he does talk about how he's seen the love experts fix before, so do you think he knows that it was her
maybe
that they
subconsciously
fixed?
He remembers her. I think that he like, well, she's pretty, so I think when he first meets her, he's like, who this? And then and then I think later when she gets all sassy with him, and I think as soon as she starts talking about how she's not unavailable, that's probably when he starts liking her.
Oh, just like a typical
also,
guy.
She saved him when he was gonna fall off the cliff.
Probably.
She like pulled him up.
That's true. When she proved that she's more than
helpful,
girl that was raised in a castle.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that might be right. So they find the stairs. They go up there, and she's like, wait out here, please. And Elsa's like, you shouldn't be here. And it's just amazing. What do you think Elsa's doing in this castle?
That's a great question.
Just watching Netflix.
Like,
on
seriously.
On her ice TV.
It's like a very like expansive, empty, beautiful, but cold.
Yeah, does she eat? What's she doing? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it was what empty. Do you eat? Like, do you just go by? I mean, she is tiny, so I doubt she eats. But like
snow cones.
Yeah, like snow cones or just like ice. She like just she's on that like liquid diet.
She's those people
cannot live on ice
that
alone.
Chew on ice chips.
Oh,
I hate those.
Man, yeah, I just don't know what she's. I assume she was just like sitting, staring at a wall, and then heard someone at the door and was like, "Oh, you can't be here.
Yeah,
I have to go sit alone."
Yeah, but then they sing for the first time in forever. Reprint.
Right, and this is where Elsa finds out that Arendelle has been frozen, because she doesn't realize that everything is like totally screwed up. The ships are all docked because everything is frozen. Nobody can go outside. No, everyone's stranded basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when they say the title of the movie.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Everything
the
is
the moment we've all
look into
been
camera
waiting for.
Frozen. and so for
they sing, and then this is when she's like, go away, and she's like, no, I want to help. And that's when Elsa does a little magic ice thing that goes into Anna's heart.
Oh my god, shoots her in the heart, and then creates Marshmallow, the gigantic guy that is,
which is voiced by Paul Briggs, who is head of story.
Oh
yeah,
that like
scary
thing.
Yeah.
Yo, does he
that
talk?
Was voiced by something?
Yeah.
Someone, sorry.
Someone
that had a voice.
Yeah. The head
of like kind
of
growls and goes, you shouldn't be here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Weird that she designed a thing. All her living things, she like designed like voice boxes for. And it's like, that's a smart ass engineer.
Mm-hmm. Originally, it was designed to look like a giant Olaf, but then they thought it was funny, but I think a little too silly, so they changed it.
Too silly.
giant Olaf chasing a tiny Olaf.
Yeah.
And so Anna's hair begins to turn white, and they go to the love experts because Kristoff's like, I know how to fix this.
The love experts. I've seen them do it before.
Mm-hmm.
And
wink,
so then,
hint.
Yeah. So they kind of flirt, and then they get to the love experts, and Christoph just runs off and starts talking to a bunch of rocks.
And it's very funny.
Yeah, which we know they're trolls because we've seen them before. But to Anna and Olaf, they're like, he's crazy.
Yeah, Olaf's so cute in this scene. He's like, Anna, because I love you, you gotta run.
Yeah, I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna distract them. And then he's like talking to the rocks. He's like, hey, I heard you're a love expert. Go, go, run, run.
And we find out they're trolls, and they sing the song Fixer Upper.
Mm-hmm. But they're not the trolls that we're familiar with, you know, with the long hair.
Yeah, they're not the doll trolls.
These are Norwegian trolls.
These are like rock
little
trolls.
Things around their neck, though, like crystals.
They do. Yeah. No. And so I learned the crystals symbolize if it's male or female.
Oh, okay.
It's like the red. I think the red ones were female, and like, was it green,
yellow?
Green or blue?
Yeah.
There might have been three different colors, though.
Okay. Three genders.
That's true. Oh, there you go.
Progressive, queer narrative. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, because then I guess that explains why that one female troll was like, I got a fire crystal. Is that like,
oh, she said
she
that
went through puberty? Yeah,
she got a fire.
Yeah, she's like, something. I got a fire crystal. Yeah.
Oh,
and it's red.
I got a kidney stone.
Oh yeah, yeah, she got a fire crystal. She got her period.
So maybe, yeah, maybe,
oh, maybe.
I got a faster kidney stone. That makes me laugh. It's so funny.
Yeah, kidney stones are very hilarious.
Very
no,
funny.
They're not. They're not, but it's funny that a troll that is made of stone, I think, or something like it, passes a stone. Okay.
But okay, but you guys caught when the trolls say, take off your clothes, right? What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the very beginning, right?
Is it might have been a come inside, take off your shoes type thing, but for trolls who don't wear any clothes.
Bizarre. And like in Aladdin, there's that, isn't there that rumor that,
it's like a,
he says that because it's supposedly like to take off your outfit because it's like you're pretending to be a prince. But people have,
oh, I didn't even read that.
People have historically said that line is thrown in there as a little Easter egg. Yeah. That's like kind of a raunchy thing. And maybe this is one of those.
So it's like the sex in the wind with the Lion King? Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, he says they're inappropriate. And then he goes.
This
take
troll
off
like says it. It's not a under the breath.
Yeah,
thing.
Take off out of nowhere, and you're like, what? The
I think it's just like,
and then he doesn't. What if he like just pushes him away? Kind of like, no.
It's like no. Yeah.
I think maybe they're all just like naked trolls.
They're like nudists.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're part of a cult.
Oh, they're totally hippies. They're totally hippies.
Yeah, they're hippies.
These trolls. They live in the flowers. They have little
crowns. Take off your clothes. Put on some moss. They're all wearing masks. Yeah.
But then if Christoph was friends with him and grew up there, he would have no shame. He'd be like, cool, yeah, let me
put he has a
That's
friend
why it's
over.
Very bizarre.
That's
then he'd
true.
Be like, you too. We do this here.
And also, he does wear clothes, but he has a
That'd
different
That'd be a funny
body.
Version of the movie. the second half of the movie, they're all naked.
Oh, my God.
Where's the trolls, this trolls movie? Although Trolls is a great movie.
It is a great movie. I just saw it the other day, and it is good.
It's so good.
It's animated really well.
But it's not Disney.
That song was trash, though. I'm hating on all these songs.
Yeah. Fixer Upper. I didn't think that was that good.
No, not Fixer Upper. That
what a
Justin
hater.
Timberlake song.
Okay. Well,
I got this feeling.
Oh, ew.
I don't like that either.
Anyway, so Fixer Upper. I think it's so much fun. It's just so fast. There's so much happening. So many jokes.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that if I was a kid, I'd be like, "Ugh, boo! I hate this song."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
because
like
it feels
song.
Like a random nothing.
This also feels like a song that all the musical theater kids would be like, "I love that song." Uh-huh.
Oh, why?
Oh, I feel that way about Let It Go.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's a musical. That's an everyone
just
song,
remember the first
except
time
for Oscar.
The first time I saw this, I just remember thinking it was so fun, and there's so many little jokes. Thrown
the
in
thing,
there.
The thing with that song is that it felt like it could have been a gospel song because it almost felt like it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. And I was like, okay. Cool. Uh-huh. Just because gospel music is so fun.
Yeah, you're right. That would have been a fun gospel song.
They should have had the muses come out from Hercules.
I mean, come on. That would have made it perfect.
But I do love that this one ends with a purpose and that they're like, and you're getting married.
Yes.
And which so is weird.
Yeah.
And they're like,
of course.
No. But then,
once
yeah.
again, and Christoph, but like, this is Christoph's family who's trying to marry them so quickly. And he was the one that was like, that's crazy to get married quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're love experts.
Cult.
They can see that.
It's a cult.
We
it's
found
cult.
Your mate. You they're, must
it's
get
a cult.
Married. Yeah.
But lo and behold, she can't marry him because she's fainting since her heart is
Frozen. So the old troll comes out and he's like, the only way to fix this is through an act of true love.
Mm-hmm, that so will like, thaw her heart.
Oh, true love's kiss, which is another nod to like Disney being like, we know that right. this has been a thing in the past.
Yeah. And jumping to the conclusion that, oh, I need to kiss Hans.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
You know.
But they kind of suggest it. They're like, oh, maybe this is the thing.
Yeah. And so then they race back to the castle to get Hans so that Anna can kiss Hans. And then this is when Hans and all of them go and they capture Elsa because they attack her and she ends up attacking them. And then they end up getting like a chandelier falls. She passes out and then she ends up in jail in her own kingdom.
They shackle her.
Yeah.
And shackle her in those funny little handcuffs, those little
tube. Those look weird.
Tube cuffs.
Yeah. Tube cuffs.
But I was confused by the mechanism. Like, is it clamped around her wrist or how does it stay on? It just looks like a little
tube.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just maybe magic. Her fingers are stuck.
They use magic against her. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And so, oh man, here we go, Hans.
Anna gets there. Hans, they tell Hans first that like if Elsa is not queen anymore and you marry Anna, like, and she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Hans is on like a full power trip because at the very beginning, Anna was like, you look after things while I'm away. And that was the only authority he got. And now he has just taken it upon himself to be next in line.
You mean a man?
Yeah.
Taking I don't understand that.
I mean, it's pretty unusual that a man would just step in and, you know, like take power that's not his, but he just is like ready to run this kingdom and he's not in the position to do so.
So quickly.
Yeah,
too.
She didn't mean like be the king. She was just like, hey, can you like just make sure things
right.
are chill?
Look after things. Yeah. Give people blankets.
But he heard,
give him soup. You know? Give him trip. Soup while I'm gone.
Yeah, he heard, be the king for
oh,
me.
Oh, be king?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so he pulls a classic. Ugh. A classic villain.
Surprise.
He's bad.
He's a big baddie.
But also, like, we were talking about this, and it's, like, overly insulting. There's no need for him to be like, if only someone could love you.
So in that way, I think this would be a fun opportunity for a little villain song that we didn't get.
Oh, for sure.
Because it would be so fun for it to lead into, maybe even start out with him charming her, and then it's like a boom flip. I don't love you.
What would you name the song?
I already have. Because I think he says that, what was it? Oh, she's like, you won't get away with this. And he says, I already have.
Boom, song.
Yeah.
I already have.
For 2 days, you think we've been in love. But it seems I know. I'm glad I know.
Which is very poor fortunate song.
No, that's totally different.
Poor fortunate song.
No one will love you ever. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, there could be fire in there. It's fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
But then he's putting it all out.
I can't. Fire's love, right? So it's like, you know, I won't light your fire.
Yeah, and he's shutting all the doors and windows. Because love is...
A closed door.
Love is a closed door.
Love is a burning building.
Yeah, so I think that would be real cool.
Yeah, the side story is that he's a pyromaniac.
It would be less of like a jarring thing, too. And we didn't get a villain song in this.
We didn't.
Because Let It Go is supposed to be the villain song. Yeah.
So,
So she's all like, oh my God, what this day.
This day, I am having a day.
So then he tells them that she's dead, and then they go after Elsa, but she escapes.
Poor planning. She straight up is not that close to death.
Yeah,
and
she's
just
not
like, she's dead.
Yeah. He runs into the other room. He's like, she died in my arms. But it's like, you fuck.
Oh, and we got married, so now I'm the king.
Yeah.
And also, let's kill Elsa.
And don't bother going in that other room. She's gone. I buried her already.
Very messy.
She's done.
So they go to use the toilet. Don't go in there, guys.
She's escaped, and she's running across the fjord. And at the same time, we see Kristoff and Sven talking, and then they're like talking to each other, but really it's just Kristoff talking to himself.
Right.
Oh, and then Olaf's there, right? No.
Yeah, so Kristoff runs to Anna because he sees there's like a storm swirling again. He's like, uh-oh, things are not calm down there.
Yeah, and it's like, no, she's with her love. And then he's like, no, I gotta go get her. So he runs back. But Olaf is in the castle.
Oh, Olaf.
Because he comes into where Anna is, and then he like lights the fire. And she's like, get away from there. And he's like, it's okay. Some people are worth melting for.
And Olaf is the one that really like enlightens her and is like, yeah, oh, you need someone to do like an act of true love like Kristoff did for you. And she's like, oh. So I love that Olaf is also in, not instrumental, but like he's serving a purpose, you know, like he's there for a reason.
Right.
And he's also like he really cares too. So she's got all kinds of people who care about her.
And then she sees Kristoff coming back. And so she runs out to go get him.
Which is like, girl, you're freezing.
Yeah.
Don't go out there.
But the castle is attacking her.
That's true. And it's like, it's so snowy and blizzardy that she can't see anything. Yeah. So it's real hard.
So she's running for Kristoff. Kristoff is running for her. Elsa is running away. And then
Hans finds Elsa and tells her Anna's dead.
And then she gets sad, and then the blizzard goes away.
Yeah, because her emotions are reflective of the the weather.
And that's if you notice in the castle, too, the lighting kind of changes, and that changes with her emotions, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like red sometimes, it's yellow sometimes. So, yeah, of course, she's just kind of like, I guess, void of emotion. So it just stops.
Yeah.
And then
And then Anna sees Kristoff starts heading towards him, but then she sees that Hans is about to kill with Elsa.
Sword. Yeah. He's about to, like, chop her head off.
Yeah. So then Anna.
Brutal. Is that really surprising to you guys?
But if he's so capable of just murdering her, why didn't he just murder Anna?
Exactly. Yes. Question. Ooh, good question. Unless he take care of business.
Unless he actually liked her.
He wanted her to slowly die.
And that's why he laid it on so
love.
Thick.
Yeah.
Because he had to act like he didn't love her.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also, weren't there people watching when he was coming at her with a sword?
Yeah.
But he wasn't expecting that.
He was like, he was honestly,
Oh, yeah.
But also, he was all wrapped up in the situation and stopped thinking.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's like when you're a reality TV star and you forget that there's camera there. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I know that happens.
When you're like,
for example,
Tiffany New York Pollard and you're caught in the moment after someone spits in your face in Flavor of Love and then you go insane.
Yeah. You know, it was that moment.
Spits in your face. I mean, I think you get licensed.
Yeah. But then Anna is like, no, I'm going to risk myself. She goes to stop him. It's very hocus pocus turning into stone. But instead, Anna is turning into ice and she shatters the sword.
Damn, that's some hard ass ice.
But that's
hard
an interesting ice. Moment, too, because the whole time we thought we needed an act of true love to be done to her.
Yes, exactly.
But it's like, that's classic. It's like,
no,
love
girl,
was within you all along.
Girl,
you had
got
the power.
To show an act of, and that's a good lesson for us all.
And again, going back to abusive relationships, like, it's you have the power to leave.
Ooh.
She's all waiting for like someone to take her out of it.
But
the whole time, it was in her. She just has to do it.
Yes, you have the power.
Yeah.
We all have the power. To give acts of love no matter what has been given to us.
You don't
Anna
need to wait.
Anna is like a strong character who's overcome abuse.
Yeah,
sure. But also an annoying She is so annoying.
She's your sister. Stop.
And so she melts from the heart first.
Yeah.
And her hair turns all red again. Not even the original patch. Her brain's fixed.
I miss that little patch.
Yeah.
It's
like,
it was nice.
It's
she
like
should
nice.
Dye it.
Rapunzel's
like
hair.
It?
We miss it once it's cut off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Elsa is like, oh, love. And then repairs all of Arendelle.
Yeah.
She get like.
Evaporates.
I guess
all
understands.
The ice.
How to fix and love now?
Yeah, because her feelings. She got a good hold of her feelings.
Yeah, because
that means that she didn't have love in her. Like, she didn't express love for so many years.
Yeah, well, it's true, because that's what Anna says. She says, yeah, I love you. And Elsa's like, oh, I guess I love you too. Mm-hmm. And I'll fix the kingdom.
Look
how
easy that was.
Look how easy
just
is that?
The more, anyway.
And easy then zone. Everything's tied up in a bow. We see Wesselton getting shipped off, and they're not doing business with him anymore. Hans is being sent to his 12 brothers to for them to all shit on him.
Oh, yeah. Anna punches him in the face.
Oh, yeah. Anna punches him in the face. Then we see that the kingdom is all better. We see that
Kristoff has gotten a new sled.
Yeah. Anna got him a sled. And then Elsa named him the ice master of the kingdom,
some bullshit title.
And he's even like, this is bullshit.
And then he asks permission to kiss her. And then
hashtag woke Disney.
No, because she kissed him on the cheek and was like, yes. And then he straight up grabbed her, kissed her on the mouth, where I was like, this is not okay.
No, but he asked for a kiss, she said yes,
but not that kind of kiss. If I were to ask someone for a kiss,
no, Oscar, I think like, you're like I think you're just being kiss. Complicated a for a reason. Kiss.
Don't grab me and then kiss me.
Was he supposed to be like, can I grab you and kiss you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can I give you an aggressive kiss?
Right. Yes, exactly. Then I'd be like, I just met you, guy, so I don't know.
Then you'd say no. I don't know.
I'm supposed to say yes.
Well, she asked, he asked, can I kiss you? She kissed him without permission.
That's true. And then she
said yes, and then he kissed her.
Yeah, that's
true. Wow, guys. Wow.
They're both bad for doing
so that. Elsa sets up an ice rink. They skate around.
Whole town has been frozen over, the last thing I want to do is to ice skate
more
in. I'd be like, excuse me, I feel triggered.
No,
like,
they've
what
all been repaired. Everything was restored. Everyone's okay.
It is kind of like the lesson ends up being like, be yourself, but like only a little bit. Like, at the end, she isn't fully herself. She's just kind of like, okay, fine, I'll control it. Like, I'll keep it under wraps. I don't know, but
she can't just be freezing everything all the time.
Yeah, she didn't want to do that. Yeah. Cold doesn't bother her, but it's not her whole life. You know, she's keeping her outfit on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's learned to.
I just think if she moves somewhere cold and other people who like the cold, she could just be herself all the time.
So she should live in isolation.
But therein lies the problem, because all we know of Elsa is that she is cold, but we don't know what else she's into.
That's true. We don't know what she wants.
Like, and that's what we find out in Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
What did we find out?
We found out that, no, I'm just kidding.
That they have feasts.
Because that's my problem.
That's all I know about her. She's cold.
We also find out, and later in a different short, that when she has a cold, when she's sick, she sneezes and little tiny like snowmen pop out.
Oh. A little Olaf.
Did you guys see that short?
No.
Frozen Fever.
Oh.
Frozen Fever.
Yeah.
Frozen Fever.
We know what she loves. She loves chocolate. She loves her sister. And the cult doesn't bother her anyway.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's...
I guess that's enough.
Barely
a
personality.
Tinder bio. There you go.
She's been trapped in a room for like 12 years, so...
And she didn't find one hobby?
Wearing gloves. She loves gloves.
That's true, yes.
So on that note...
She's going to be a glove
designer. She loves fashion.
Yeah. She's going to make ice sculptures.
Yeah. On that note, what do you guys think the moral of the story is?
I think it's don't be yourself too much.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's trying to trick you. Mm. But be yourself and maybe you'll figure out who's cool.
Be nice to your sister. And build a snowman with her, even though your parents are like, don't go near your sister.
Even though your parents are actively keeping you apart, moving you out of the same bedroom.
Yeah. Don't try to deny your trauma, because when you erase it, it comes up later.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good, that's Deal a great
with it.
Moral.
You can't fix it, but you can live with it and understand it.
The moral is more money, more problems. Listen,
ooh,
none of this would have happened if they weren't princesses or royalty.
Ooh, that's right.
There would have been no one being predatory against them.
Do you think that baby Elsa would have just like frozen herself to death? Or something.
If she
weren't a princess and they didn't have the means to isolate her.
Well, because
in such
here's the thing: it's like in this world, we know that there are some people that are born with magical abilities, right? Yeah. We don't hear from those people.
Oh, where are their stories?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. They don't make it all about them.
Yeah, where's where are those? I need those. I need born superpower visibility.
Ooh.
It's just her. Frozone. Just a privilege.
Frozone.
Frozone. Yeah, more money, more problems.
Let's cast this movie.
Claire, you are Anna. I feel like Teresa. I feel like you're Elsa.
Thank you.
Ooh.
That feels right
Silver
to
Lake.
Me.
Ooh.
That
one, you know.
Feels right to yeah. me.
Oscar,
I have an ice heart.
You're
Coco.
Wesselton.
Hot Coco.
The Wesselton.
Wesselton. Yeah,
you're the hot cocoa marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, the marshmallow cinnamon thing. Yeah.
I think you could play a good, a fun Olaf too.
Yeah, that's fun. You don't like Olaf.
You could do it. No, but like I you would know. Do it like your style. I'm not saying.
Yeah, my style.
Yeah, it would be Oscar. The on the casting sheet, it would be like an Oscar Montoya style.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be like
of Josh
Gad type.
Oh, okay.
No, it wouldn't be on there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'll take both. They're fun. Like they're both
Wesselton.
Fun weirdos.
You would be great with the movements, the dancing for Wesselton.
Oh, Wesselton? Yeah.
Oh, that's
he's got
yeah.
some.
Rachel, you would be Sven.
I was gonna say right? Sven.
I don't talk. Another non-talking role.
No, he talks like he communicates.
He communicates.
You would be a fun Olaf because I feel like you always bring joy to the room.
Okay.
Olaf always brings joy.
Oh, there.
Olaf is so yeah. He's got some good. I love Olaf. Let's rate it.
Let's rate it.
Out of five.
Fractals.
Frozen fractals.
Okay.
Frozen fractals.
I don't even know what that
around.
Means.
Oh, I'm going to say five because it's, I think, okay, I know.
That's
I
very
think
high.
It is very high. I just think
don't
it's.
Don't judge.
Well, also just considering what I've been rating other things recently, which may or may not. I'm giving away a lot of fives recently.
That's fine.
But I think that it's up there. The quality is really great. And I think it's just the fact that it's a sensation makes me want to go against it. But I think it's enjoyable. The songs are great. The voice casting is great. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Too. Mm-hmm. It's like genuinely funny. And I love that there's a princess that is more of a relatable human person.
I give it a five too. I think it's great. It also... has lasted for so long because I think it relates to a lot of people like it. I think also it's a huge thing and it started a whole big new generation of Disney
that's
for
right.
kids.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
And seeing true. Little girls in the park dressed up like Anna and Elsa is great. And you still see them like that. You even see adults dressed up like Anna and Elsa. So like it really resonates with a lot of people. It's fun. I haven't been to the Frozen ride at Epcot, but I hear it's really great. Mm. It did take over one of my favorite rides ever, Maelstrom at Norway, which is upsetting. But I hear it's really great. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. on Broadway. It's still, there's going to be a Frozen 2.
Oh, see, the oversaturation is where it's like, okay.
That's where I feel like it gets a little shit because like when everyone loves something, there's always the people that are like wanting to shit on it, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. It's like
it is much. I will admit it is like everywhere.
It's a lot. Like
so much.
I honestly think about how there's so many Disney movies that deserve things in the parks and
yeah,
like representation
sure,
other
right.
places. And yet they keep giving it to Frozen.
That's why it's like that's what I'm saying is like it was just a phenomenon that hit in a way that was not predictable. I'm not saying it's better than other movies and
no,
that
but
should have been better received.
That.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Also, Demi Lovato finally got her intro in a Disney movie. Because Miley had Bolt, the Jonas Brothers had a song with Meet the Robinsons, and now Demi has Frozen, which true. I would say is the best out
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, what we were all waiting for.
Yeah.
I will give Frozen a... I'll give Frozen a 10 out of... No, I'm kidding.
What?
A 10? A Frozen Fractal 10?
A Frozen Fractal 10.
Fractal meaning
I'm going to give this one a 3. I thought it was like
ooh, that's low.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
You know who the Simon Cowell is.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, the Simon Cowell. Yeah, yeah. And I totally understand that I'm in the minority of people who watch Frozen.
No.
But to me, Frozen seems like the Rob Thomas... featuring Carlos Santana smooth.
Okay.
It is sort of like that's
for the masses kind of.
Yeah,
just
it's like
crowd pleasing.
Yes.
Vanilla. Mm-hmm. I get it. And I
it's
get
like
that.
A $1 billion movie.
Sure. Yeah. yeah. And I like my movies with a little bit of a
I get
twist.
That.
You
totally.
Know what I mean?
And I get that. And that's why, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. Totally.
Yeah. I mean,
totally.
Yeah. I think that the story is actually more interesting than the songs. To me, the songs felt just very like musical theater mm-hmm. songs, which for like
you rolled his eyes.
Well, you know, it's not my vibe, and like when you compare, I compare it to like Princess and the Frog or the Lion King, mm-hmm. like those to me, which I rated 5, like to me, those songs felt more inspired.
Like more of a style within it. Like Princess and the Frog is very jazz style.
Yes. Yeah.
So you wanted more of like a curation.
Well, what I wanted was like the songs to feel more to, for me anyway, mm-hmm. and I'm only speaking for me. To have more of a personality.
Yeah,
then,
I get that.
Like, Prince and the Frog is, like, all personality songs. Totally. You know? And I would say, like, the Olaf song is, like, the closest one mm-hmm. to that style because it is so genre-y, I feel like, where the other songs are, like, the genre is musical theater and, like, that's how it is. So, but it's still a good, movie.
Yeah, I would say I'm going to give it a solid 4 because I love the music, but I do agree that the plot is lacking. And like what you're saying about Summer, I think Olaf's the only one who has any real want.
Yes.
Everybody else is just like making fun of, like, right. I guess she wants love, but that's also making fun of mm-hmm. princesses wanting love. So there's mm-hmm. no real desires there. And also Moana's better, so.
Is that your like pinnacle of Disney?
That's
movie?
Your 5. That's your,
like,
I mean, I just can't give Frozen a 5 because Moana
is only 1 5 in these parts, and it belongs to Moana. Yeah.
Also, I would say, like, for Elsa, like that character, for such a strong character, I felt very disconnected with her.
Sure.
Like we're talking about wants.
She's
like,
in hiding for most of the movie.
Yeah,
you know?
But like I really don't know what
she's
groomed
to be a villain. But then I feel like it's because they didn't know what they wanted to do with her.
Yeah. But even villains have wants.
I know.
Her whole thing was just that she wanted to be herself. But like, I want to know who herself is. Yeah. I just like a little hint of what that would be. You know.
But she's also like, I want to be myself alone where no one can see me. So that's like all a recipe for not showing anything at all.
Right. I mean, it's a feeling that like every single person that's been alive has felt, and that's why Let It Go is such a massive hit. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I can't deny Frozen has made really cool milestones in terms of like 2 strong female protagonists starring in the movie, like not your mm-hmm. typical princess meets prince story. Like that is cool. And it breaks the mold in terms mm-hmm. of storytelling. That's why I like the storytelling of it. To me, the music is just really whack.
Well, Teresa, where can people find you?
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Larissa T, and you can listen to my podcast. You can tell me anything. I have comedians confess secrets to me. So.
Ooh.
Dang. Yeah, how do you get them to, like, confess?
I tell them what it's about before, so they usually know the drill. But I try. People will often say things that they're like, oh, I wasn't planning on saying this today.
It's such a good open invitation, saying you can tell me anything.
Yeah,
it's such a good starting place.
Fun.
Has there been an episode where you're like, eek?
Oh, no, I mean, everybody I have on is like people that I know and I trust. But no, there's definitely been things where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have done that. But
glad you've
thank
grown.
Thank you for
sharing
with me. Sounds like you've grown.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Teresa, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
This
really
was fun.
Brought a whole new thing to Frozen for me with Anna's story.
New eyes. I know. Yeah. I know. I saw it in a new way.
Yeah,
new
Teresa's light. Hashtag Frozen Theory is
hashtag
I think
Frozen Theory.
On full blast.
I thought you were on fire.
Yeah, it's a trendy topic.
I think so. I think
let's get
be.
This trending.
Yeah. Trending. What do you guys think of the hashtag Frozen Theory?
Hashtag Frozen Theory.
Does it have legs? Does it not?
Wait,
I mean,
which
I think it
theory
does.
Are we talking about?
The Frozen Theory.
Yeah.
You know.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I know there was also the hashtag Blue Dress Theory.
What is the hashtag Blue Dress Theory?
Oh, the Disney princesses with blue dresses.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's a different.
Different theory. Different
I mean,
theory, I
Teresa's
it.
The theory conjurer.
So. I think that's a lie because Belle is one of the most famous. Oh, but she does wear a blue dress.
Oh, hold up.
Wow.
Wow. But the one that everyone knows is the yellow one.
Oh, that's, of course.
Yeah.
Dang. Do you guys see this skating area over here?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to go skating?
I don't know.
I would love that.
Yeah. Do you guys want to build a snowman?
No.
Okay, bye.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm an Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
Food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about that food.
Yeah, because we're eating food, and they're eating food, and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Mmm, that was good.
Campfire.